USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A New York judge has rejected a request for a new trial by the Mexican drug lord known as El Chapo. U.S. District Judge Brian Cogan said in a written ruling that a mountain range of evidence introduced against Joaquin Guzman overcame his claims that the jury was tainted. Cogan said any rational average juror would have convicted El Chapo based on an overwhelming amount of evidence at the trial that ended in February. Guzman was convicted of murder conspiracy and drug trafficking charges. Another sluggish report on U.S. job creation is released, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Private payroll service ADP claims in its monthly report that the U.S. economy created only about 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, well below analysts' forecasts. That's after its May report said there was growth of only about 41,000 jobs.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.